Welcome to this demonstration of the Logitech iPad Mini keyboard for your iPad Mini. And this keyboard is the same width as the iPad Mini in landscape mode. And on the back edge of the keyboard is a long magnetic strip where you attach the keyboard to the bottom in landscape mode of your iPad Mini. So in my case, I'll attach it to the bottom, so the top is where I've got my orientation lock switch and my volume up and down buttons at the top of the iPad Mini. When you have the keyboard closed up with the iPad Mini itself, it's got magnets in the keyboard so that it actually induces the lock function in the iPad Mini. When you open it up, you then basically can take the iPad Mini off that magnetic strip at the back of the keyboard, and then behind the actual keys themselves is a slot running the forward for the keyboard, and that's where you put in the iPad Mini, so it then is leaning away from me at a slight angle right behind the actual keyboard so that you can use the iPad Mini comfortably if you also have to look at the screen. On the right-hand side of the keyboard towards the back is the on-off slide switch. Away from me is on, back towards me is off, and then just coming forward that back towards me along the side of the keyboard itself is the USB connection to charge the Bluetooth keyboard itself. The actual keys of the keyboard itself, they're a little bit squishy. Some of the keys are not the right size due to the size of the actual keyboard. You still have the cursor cross down the bottom with up, down, left and right on the right hand side. And then on the left hand side, down the bottom, you have function, option, command, spacebar. And then the control key is actually to the right of the spacebar itself, which means making voiceover, using it with the keyboard command of option and control, it's a little bit hard to reach. So I find it using my thumb to get to that control key on the right-hand side of the keyboard. And of course, I can still use QuickNav with VoiceOver on the iPad Mini if I also wish. Because the keyboard's so tiny, there's no function key line as such. The top row of the keyboard is actually the number row. So escape numbers 1 to 12 and then the delete key. To turn those keys into function keys, you hold down the FN key, bottom left-hand side of the keyboard. And then you can use, for example, F7, 8, and 9 for previous, play, and next track. And you have other functions specifically to this keyboard for the iPad Mini, such as function key F2, which launches Siri. So that's just a quick overview of the Logitech iPad Mini keyboard. A very nice keyboard. It feels really nice in the hand when you've got it all closed up. I do find it's a bit of a stretch with the option and control keys for VoiceOver, but besides that, it works extremely well. So as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.